Hey, I want to tell you about a new mini course that I have. It's called the 5-Minute Shift. One of the most frequent questions that I get from people on social media and clients is, how do I stop feeling anxious? How do I stop feeling upset? How do I stop feeling angry at my spouse? How do I stop feeling a certain way and get to something that feels better? This mini course is to answer that question. It's a 30-minute video. You get a cheat sheet and the slides, plus a Q&A and a why this works video. But really all you need is the 30-minute video, the how-to. It's a process I use every single day, multiple times a day. I have clients who use it and have experienced huge changes in their life. And if you practice this method over and over again, I promise you'll be able to shift any emotion in around 90 seconds to about 5 minutes. So if you're somebody who feels like you get stuck in emotions, you stew in emotions, you spiral in them, and you really wish that you could get out of them and it didn't involve scrolling or eating or shopping or any of that, this is for you. It's $29. There's a link in the show notes, and I hope you enjoy it. Welcome to Millennial Midlife, the podcast for high-achieving millennial women who've checked all of the boxes, career, family, success, or whatever your boxes are, but still feel burned out, overwhelmed, and wondering, is this all there is? I'm Cecilia, and I help high-achieving women finally feel calm, happy, and at peace by working with their brain and nervous system, not against it, so that they can start feeling like themselves again. If you're done with people-pleasing, perfectionism, and pushing through, and ready for a new way of being, one that feels grounded, calm, and aligned, you're in the right place. Let's shift from burnout to alignment, from doing it all to doing what matters, and feel good while doing it. This week, we're talking about something that comes up nearly every January, if not at different points throughout the year. With every new job, with every new season, it's getting organized. But I want to offer you something that might feel a little bit uncomfortable, but also really freeing if you're willing to hear it. And it's that you don't have a systems problem. You don't have a brain problem either, but you do have a self-concept and a safety problem. And until those two things shift, no planner, no app, no physical thing that you look at, nothing on your phone, nothing on your computer, no time management course is really going to stick. Okay. So this came up, and the reason why I'm recording this is I was having this one-on-one session with a client, and she's a respected executive. She's brilliant at what she does, but she was noticing, or she just kind of mentioned in an offhand, like before we were really starting chatting, that her office was a mess. And that there were piles and notes scribbled on the back of envelopes and kind of on post-it notes, and important to-dos were written on scraps of paper. And then occasionally she would lose them. And she was feeling a little embarrassed, like she didn't even want me to see her office. She also wondered if this was too small or too silly for coaching. And the interesting thing is that when we started noticing the disorganization, we noticed how that it actually spiked when their success increased in their new job, right? So she felt a little embarrassed. She felt like it might be too small. She also was just kind of like, I don't work in a linear way. Like, this is just how my brain is. And I'm going to say this isn't about laziness for her or you. It's not about disorganization. It's probably not even about ADD or your neurodivergence. And I get it, right? Like, my brain is very likely, although not diagnosed, neurodivergent. And it's not necessarily all about that. Yes, there are components of that that will play into this, but there's a bigger issue, a foundational issue that's more important at the beginning. And it's not about getting a prettier planner. It's not about getting the latest system, right? It's about figuring out how to work with your brain. It's about your brain protecting you from something that actually feels very unsafe. So many high achievers and high achieving women, since that's the space we're in, carry subconscious beliefs like, being successful makes me a target. If I shine too brightly, something bad will happen. People will expect more from me. Success means more pressure, visibility, criticism. We're also socially conditioned to kind of play a little bit lower, right? We're like, this is actually a safer place to be. This is where we're supposed to be. And we get that reinforced in school. We get it reinforced from media. You're not supposed to be at the top. And even if that's not the thing for you, that's likely what it was. I mean, I don't want to go into personal details for this person, right? But there's a reason why you are disorganized. And the primary reason is, without actually knowing you personally, is that being organized for some reason feels threatening to your brain. If nothing else, then it contradicts your concept of yourself of being disorganized. I want to say that again, right? Like, the primary reason that you are disorganized is, for some reason, being organized feels unsafe to your brain. And I get it. You could just be like, I'm a disorganized person. This is nothing, something I've done. But you do understand, having listened to this podcast, even if this is your first episode, this is very important. If you believe that you are a disorganized person, you cannot be organized. No matter how many planners you buy, no matter how many systems you try, no matter how good you try to get at Notion, you will not be organized, because your brain has to confirm your primary belief that you are a disorganized person. Okay, so for this particular person, things started to go well at the new job. Their brain, and I'm not in their brain, right? But what happens is, if we have a story about success being bad, or even being organized isn't who I am, as soon as we start to get organized, our brain feels a little bit uncomfortable. First of all, it takes energy to do something new. Second of all, this doesn't jive with the identity that has kept you safe. And so the brain says, let's revert. Let's go back to the mean. Reversion to the mean is such a big thing in our brain when we're not working to create safety in our nervous system. Reversion to your mean will always happen if you're not creating safety through change. And this is why people yo-yo diet. This is why people feel like they've gotten the habit of flossing their teeth really down and then it goes away. This is why people get the new organizer and they're gung-ho for 6 weeks and then they stop using it. And it has nearly a year of unused pages in it, right? And so for you, if you were this kind of person, it might mean that all of a sudden you were just a little bit late to a certain meeting, or maybe you were a little bit late on a deadline, or you almost missed a call, or you weren't totally prepared in the way. And in fact, this keeps you in this place where you're doing okay, but you're never excelling. You're never kind of going to the next level. You're never kind of growing. Every January, people buy gorgeous planners. And I have I will raise my hand if you're not watching me on YouTube. I raise my hand. This is me, right? I have bought planners. I had piles of journals. I've used apps. I've gotten the beautiful pens and the the little stencils that you can use for bullet journaling, right? Because of course, the only thing keeping me from using my bullet journal is having a beautiful stencil or having better handwriting, right? Of course, that's the reason. Right? I mean, that's what we tell ourselves. But then by February, or, if you're like me and suddenly get the urge in June, by July, or actually a week later, honestly, I'm thinking oh, I'm just not organized. This just isn't how my brain works. This isn't that helpful for me. I'm naturally messy. I just don't stick with things. All systems work. And I can't say that. I mean, I guess I can't say that categorically. There's probably some organizational system out there that might not work for a person. But I will say that probably 99.9% of systems work for some number of people, right? And we can actually say that that's where you could figure out which system actually works for you, because I do believe that our brains work differently and what works for you might not work for me and vice versa. But the more important thing to work with before we find that system is actually shifting the thinking, right? So for instance, I have to hold everything in my brain will keep you holding everything in your brain, or I always forget, or I'm just not that organized of a person. I'm not a linear thinker, right? Understanding the self-concept that you have now that is leading to you being quote unquote disorganized, because you're probably actually not that disorganized, and understanding why it feels dangerous for your brain to change, right? Because your brain will continue to, and I'm using air quotes here, self-sabotage you, will continue to sabotage you, will continue to revert to its own mean, not because it wants you to fail, but because it wants you to stay the same. It wants you to stay in the familiar. And the familiar is writing important to-dos on little post-it notes or back of envelopes and then occasionally misplacing one. It knows that. It feels comfortable with that identity. And so once we understand why it feels dangerous to not be organized, to not make the shift, then all of a sudden you can start to work with yourself. So your brain likes to stay in what's familiar, what's safe, what matches your identity. And if for any reason being organized feels foreign, it's vulnerable, it's high pressure, it's too visible, it's tied to any version of you that got criticized or punished, or for whatever totally illogical reason, it feels bad for some reason. Like maybe somebody was organized and you heard a parent criticize them in some way and your brain picked up like organization is bad, right? It doesn't always make sense. This is the real reason that organization doesn't stick. And you can also apply this to anything else if getting organized isn't on your priority list. Okay, so let's talk about where your nervous system ties into this. And I've already been talking about safety, right? But if you're trying to get organized and use willpower and force to use, for instance, a planner or finally figure out how to use Notion, but your system feels threatened in some way, it is activated in some way, things will feel like a threat. Doing something different will feel like a threat. And so you can try and use force. You can try to finally get on top of things. You can try, like, you can do the like, everything's changing Monday thing, right? Routine. I used to do that a lot. Like, I'm going to be a new person on Monday. I'm going to be totally different. I'm going to do everything right. I'm going to use my planner and check my little boxes and I'm going to do it. I'm going to start doing it then. And it never works, right? Because again, it also doesn't feel safe. So the safety component is actually recognizing those little moments when you start to try and do something where your nervous system feels unsafe and regulating and making space and processing in that moment. So validating yourself in that moment so that you can actually feel safe. And this is something that I do with people. I teach you how to do this when you work with me more closely, right? We get into the how, the nitty gritty of this. So what can you do if you actually want to be organized in 2026? First, amazing. You identified a desire you want. I'd love to be more organized. Understand why you want to be more organized. Well, I think being organized will help me feel a certain way or it will like help me achieve these things, right? Understand where that's coming from, because you will then understand if you're using it as a way to try and like create safety for yourself or try and create acceptance for yourself, or if it's something else. And even if it is one of those first ones, now you understand, oh, my actual desire is I want to be liked or I want to be successful. And you think, great. So now, instead of why does getting organized feel threatening, it's why does being successful feel threatening? Because your brain is equating organized with successful. And then being successful is the thing we really need to dive into. Right? So why is it not a match for me to move forward? Why does it make sense that this feels threatening? What are my logical or illogical reasons for not actually wanting to do this? What bad things would happen if I became organized, right? So if you start to answer some of these questions, you'll get a clue as to what's happening in your brain. And again, this is what we do in coaching, right? Somebody comes and they say, I want to get organized and I failed the last 70 planners I've bought. And we say, great, you're in good company. Let's dive in. You also want to normalize the fear, right? That's what I was just talking about with the validation. Like, oh, my brain is just protecting me here. That's why I skipped 5 days of my planner. I get it. I understand it, brain. I'm here for you. And I can start to work with you. And then we start to gently shift your identity, right? You start to create ladder thoughts. You start to try and shift the I am disorganized into something slightly different. Not a 180 to I am organized or the queen of organization, but something slightly smaller. And again, this is something we do in coaching. And then just forget like the whole systems for now, right? Stick with the nervous system and identity work and then start slowly to create some structure in it using micro rituals, right? When you start to become the person who, for instance, I don't know, writes down like appointments in a calendar instead of like doing everything all at once, then it slowly starts to change. You slowly start to become the person who uses a planner or Notion or whatever it is that you actually want to use. And understand that organization can be an act of connecting with yourself, an act of self-love, an act of revelation, not a performance for other people. So like, who cares if you have a dirty desk or messy desk, but like also if you want a clean desk, understand why you want it and how to get there. Okay, your disorganization is not a flaw. It's not a problem even, but it might be a story that your brain is trying to protect you, like an identity your brain is keeping you in. It might be also a way that you are staying smaller, whatever, right? I can't totally tell you exactly why you're doing it right now, but just know that if you have tried to get organized before and you have failed, there's very likely a safety and self-concept component of it that you have not addressed. It is not always about the action. The action obviously is something we do, but the self-concept and the safety are so much more powerful. And then the actions just flow from that. Okay. In the Life Lab, this is what we work on. We coach. We figure out what's happening with your nervous system. What's happening in your brain? How do we get patterns to stick? If you want to feel different in 2026, If you want to actually get organized and you want to do it in a way that feels really holistic to you, come join me. I promise it will be fun. I promise that you will make massive changes in your life and you'll get to know yourself and love yourself along the way. And I cannot think of a better thing to give yourself for 2026. I hope you have a beautiful day. Thank you so much for being here and I will see you next time. If this episode resonated with you, chances are you're not the only one. We women have been following so many of the same invisible rules, and sometimes all it takes is hearing someone else say it out loud to feel less alone and feel like something else is possible. So if a friend, a sister, or a coworker came to mind while you were listening, would you share this episode with her? It's such a simple way to remind women in your life that they don't have to do midlife or even life alone. And if you'd like to help even more women find millennial midlife, leaving a quick review on Apple Podcasts or rating on Spotify makes a huge difference. It only takes a minute and it means the world to me. And of course, make sure you're subscribed so you never miss an episode. We're just getting started.